Well, this morning, just to make things interesting, we're invited to think about anger, lust, adultery, and divorce. So, with that sort of thing on the menu, who needs Netflix or the internet when we've got the gospel, right? Here we are at Matthew 5, which is normally associated with the Beatitudes. And we find Jesus confronting us about the damage we cause to others through attitudes of anger and abuse. And of course, we harm ourselves at the same time. We hear Jesus challenging the people of Israel about their rigid and narrow interpretations of the ancient law of Moses. And he tells them plainly that they're stuck in a rut. They're stuck in the past. And in our Corinthians reading, Paul tells his readers that they too are stuck in the past by their behaviour and their unforgiving ways. Paul says they failed to realise how the gospel of the cross has brought a new way of defining and pursuing a forgiving and loving life in Christ. Paul clearly expects them to change their thinking and their actions. I'll share a little story. You don't mind my stories, do you? I'm glad because you're getting it anyway. Alexander III was Tsar of Russia between 1881 and 1894. He was infamous for being a harsh leader who abused his subjects. Maybe he's one of Putin's ancestors, I don't know. His rule was marked by autocratic leadership and repression, and in particular, by his persecution of the Jews. His wife Maria, on the other hand, was known especially for her generosity and genuine care for those in need. On one occasion, the story goes, her husband had signed an order consigning a prisoner to life in exile. The brief order simply read, "Pardon impossible, to be condemned to Siberia." Maria saved that prisoner's life by secretly altering the order and changed the meaning totally by moving the comma to read, "Pardon, a comma, impossible to be condemned to Siberia." Some smart cookie, that lady. Moving one little dot with a tail changed everything. I put it to you that Jesus put a comma in the world's life, and then the comma, if you like, that imprisoned us, because he changed condemnation to salvation by his sacrificial act for humanity. A comma, if you like, to see it in that context. Condemnation by the letter of the law to salvation through Christ. We could say pardoned, a comma, now impossible to condemn regarding you and me. The Gospel of Matthew has been likened to the swinging door that connects the Old Testament reader to the new. And Jesus in his teaching calls us to a new life, bringing us freedom. He uses examples in everyday life as a foundation to build his case to move thinking and actions towards righteousness. In the very first line of our gospel today, Jesus takes his listeners far beyond the traditional teachings of the Torah. He says, You've heard it said that anyone who murders is subject to judgment. But I say to you, a murderous heart carries the same motive as the act of killing itself. Of course, not all anger is bad as such. It's what we do about it. Jesus got angry, did he not? Do you get angry? So do I. But Jesus is not referring to anger like this. He's referring to the anger that's driven by self-interest, the kind of anger that creates real suffering for others by what we do with it. And then he said, likewise, you've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, adultery is first committed in the heart, through a gaze, and in the mind. The participants are already violated. Jesus teaches that our very word, our very thoughts, should be that of truthfulness and integrity, constantly striving for godliness in all things. Jesus is not, by the way, issuing new laws like Moses did receiving the law from God. He's issuing interpretations of that law with the authority of God, which comes later being based on the cross. He deepens the meaning and broadens it, opening the door to new understanding, looking at what's behind the acts to the roots of what causes them. So what's the solution? Well, strangely enough, that's in Matthew chapter 5 as well. In the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And blessed are you when people revile you on my account. And again in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In chapter 18, later on, Peter asks, should I forgive 7 times? And what did Jesus say? No. He said you should forgive 70 times 7, which means a limitless forgiveness. Is your forgiveness of other people limitless? Or are there some modifications on that? At the core of Matthew 5, Jesus is concerned about the damage we can and do caused by our anger at and our abuse of others, and the harm we cause when we take the moral high ground as we see it. Sure, we can pat ourselves on the back for not committing adultery or stabbing someone literally in the back so far this week anyway. But we might ruin somebody's life or reputation through our words. And particularly, my mind drifts to so many postings on Facebook and other places like that. Some of the vitriol is unreal. Unreal. So the internet's a prime channel for making false accusations and throwing pure vitriol at someone, oh, anonymously, of course. So we can be like Tsar Alexander III, with an unforgiving and uncharitable thinking reigning in our hearts, or we can choose to live like his wife Maria, who saved a prisoner's life by simply moving a comma. And what motivated her? The cross of Jesus. She moved a comma. Jesus moved the world. We can choose to accept Jesus' new covenant promise, accept that saving act of salvation in Christ, and move away from the human inclination to be unforgiving and uncharitable. It just seems to come so naturally to us, doesn't it? Yeah? We resent something and we boil and we fume. What are we supposed to do with it? Let it go through to the Lord. Yeah? Basically, what Jesus is saying in the Beatitudes and other places is, go sort it out, make peace with one another. Are we, as it were, moving that comma and ushering in Christ's new, deeper way of thinking, opening the door from the old to the new and striving for forgiveness and reconciliation of as part of our everyday life? So the question for today is, for you and me, where do you put that comma? The comma being the love and forgiveness of Christ.
Amen.